This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The world is a dangerous place, not because of evil, but because of those who look on and do nothing. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center. It's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight. This final segment, I'll be with you, and then Anthony Gucciardi will be here with Dr. Group for the fourth hour. As I was talking in the last segment about this article about there's now more bureaucrats with guns than there are U.S. Marines. Okay. Now, this is something, if you remember the phrase taxation without representation, what does that mean to you? I mean, that was a key part of what was going on with Brexit yesterday. They understood that they were not well represented. They weren't being listened to. There wasn't any transparency. There wasn't any control of Brussels. They wanted government closer to them, more easily controlled. And certainly it's not perfect. I think the national governments have gotten far too large. They try to control far too large political segments. I think it's going to have to get much smaller if anything's going to get any better. But it's a start. And if we let our government be subsumed into a world government, we're not even going to have the basis to appeal to the Constitution. But what started the American Revolution? What was one of the major griefs they had with Brexit? And that was taxation without representation. There's also regulation without representation. How does that look in our country? Well, it looks like these bureaucracies that we don't elect, that persist regardless of who becomes president, whether it's a Republican or a Democrat, these permanent unelected bureaucracies continue to write our rules. They continue to tax us with those rules. They drag us into their courts, not the real courts. They call these civil actions so that we have no due process. You understand that, right? That's one of the key issues with the drug war, civil asset forfeiture. They say, oh, no. We're going to just take your property, your car, your boat, your plane, your house. We're going to say that it was involved somehow tangentially in a drug deal. We're not going to charge you with anything. So it's not a criminal action, so you don't have any due process. But this is a civil action. So if you want to get your property back, you're going to have to come up with the money to sue us. You're going to have to sue us to get your property back. They do the same thing with eminent domain. We're seeing that happening now here in Texas. And so this is the way the bureaucracies operate. They level fines, massive fines, ridiculous, excessive fines against you. But they say, oh, no, it's just a civil action, not a criminal action. So all these constitutional protections don't apply. It's total nonsense. It's just a lie, and we need to call it for what it is. But they have essentially created their own laws, their own courts, where you have no presumption of innocence, where you have no due process, and they have their own army of law enforcement people. This report that came out of Open the Books says the militarization of America, that's the name of the report, the Militarization of America report found civilian agencies spent $1.5 billion on guns, ammunition, military-style equipment between 2006 and 2014. Examples include IRS agents with AR-15s, EPA bureaucrats wearing camouflage. You know, there was this several years ago. The Washington Post did a story saying, wait a minute, we just saw an RFP, just like we pointed out these RFPs about request for purchase, about all the massive ammunition purchases. And so, wait a minute, this is a massive quantity of bullets that are being bought. This is not for target practice. This is equivalent to several years' worth of ammunition expenditures in the Iraq War. What's going on with these people? And furthermore, these are hollow point bullets, which are outlawed even for the military to use. But, of course, governments can use them against their own people, designed to do the maximum amount of damage. And, of course, the military makes its own bullets. But Homeland Security and these bureaucracies were buying them out of the marketplace and creating havoc inside the marketplace. Nobody could get ammunition for their own weapons. Okay, they were sucking up all the supply. And so they point out regulatory enforcement within these administrative agencies now carries the might of military-style equipment and weapons. They say there's 200,000 non-military federal officers with arrest and firearm authority. There's only 182,000 Marines. That's the danger that we have in this unaccountable, non-transparent government that is coming at us. Taxation without regulation, without representation, regulation without representation.
If you ever wanted a great deal on a powerful solar generator, but were waiting for an outrageously low price, you are not going to want to miss this important message. Here's why. My friends, we already see major power grid problems, and it's getting worse. So please listen. Solar generators really do provide life-saving electrical power. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run silently, emit no fumes or gases, and produce electricity from the sun. Whether it's dangerous summer storms, blackouts, intensifying civil unrest, you're not going to have to suffer through it like the rest of the sheep. And here's the best news if you want to get one this week. Solutions from Science has a big sale on their fast charge solar generators, and they're giving away a couple thousand dollars worth of off-the-grid gear in addition to the low price for InfoWars listeners. So it's a good time to check it out. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com. It's a great opportunity to generate maximum electricity with minimum money. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com.
Introducing Vitamin Mineral Fusion from InfoWarsLife.com. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. The all-new Vitamin Mineral Fusion drink mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. But I am most proud of the product we're now launching today. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out.
Is the recession really over? Is a bigger one on the way? Will our next president lead us to prosperity and peace, or will it all fall apart? Our modern world is unpredictable and unstable. Are you ready for what comes next? What if the worst happens? Will your family have enough food? Willing to gamble that nothing bad will ever happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, in recognition of the July 4th holiday, get a 20% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for up to 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
Aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
I see your hair is burning.
Right, it's the Alex Jones Show, and I'm Anthony Gucciardi. This is the fourth hour of Overdrive. David Knight did such a great job today listening to the show. He's so on point and really knows what he's talking about. Now it's time for me, and whether or not I know what I'm talking about, we do have a lot of talk to about today. We've got two guests. I wasn't going to bring Dr. Group on first, but he called me and he said, hey, I've got some really, really big news. I have to come on the show, please, today on the fourth hour. So he's going to join us for about 5 or 10 minutes and break down some really, really interesting stuff. And then we've got a fellow named James Knox who's going to come on at the bottom of the hour. And he is a very, very interesting character with a military background in engineering, a lot of knowledge on the internet and its functions. We're going to talk about, if you guys remember, the old internet kill switch. So in 2011, it was announced that the internet kill switch was approved by Homeland Security, a Senate committee, the idea that they could just shut down the internet and end free speech on the internet and things like CISPA and all that. Well, we're going to talk to Mr. Knox about his background in engineering a lot of military infrastructure for internet-related stuff and what he thinks about the internet kill switch and why he thinks that it may not be so easy and that we may have pretty much free reign and access on the internet for a long, long time to come, no matter what happens and what corrupt entities try to mess with it. Now, what we're going to do is we're going to go to Dr. Group here in about 2 seconds, and we're going to talk about vitamin D and sunshine, because I was out on the lake a little bit ago, and I generally am a vampire for most of the year. But, of course, I want to put on some organic sunscreen, right, so I don't get burned. But what people do is they spray the really, really terrible sunscreen, and they think they're keeping themselves safe, and they don't get any sun, and they get no vitamin D, and it's an insane thing that goes down. When they're giving themselves cancer with these chemicals, trying to prevent cancer from the sun, it's a really, really insane situation. But Dr. Group, you called me today. You wanted to come on and talk about this. What's on your mind? And thanks for joining.
Yeah, thanks for having me on. It's always good to be on. I mean, it's summertime right now, and I see parents slathering sunscreen on their kids, slathering sunscreen all over the place. The dermatologists are telling people that they need to apply sunscreen to the face, to the body, 2 times a day. And what's happening is we're in an epidemic right now with vitamin D deficiency, and vitamin D deficiency is one of the root causes for the majority of diseases that are out there. But I've really had a lot of research requests lately into skin cancer and is sunscreen actually safe to use. You know, we've been telling people don't put on chemical sunscreen for a long period of time. The sun produces 2 different types of rays, the UVB rays and the UVA rays. And it's interesting if you trace it back, you know how I like to do the research and try to figure out, is there really a conspiracy behind this sunscreen, or is there some plan? Well, there is. If you look back into the late 1960s and when sunscreen was first coming about, there really wasn't that many cases of skin cancer before the 1960s. And still to this day, if you look at the countries that are along the equator where the sun is the hottest and the rays are the strongest, they have practically 0 cases of skin cancer. So tracing it back as to how were sunscreens marketed, how were they developed, the American Dermatology Association teamed up with some pharmaceutical companies and individual manufacturers and was spending $1 billion a year in fear campaigns to try to convince people that the sun was bad. I mean, the sun is the source of all life. If it's not for the sun, nothing could survive. Yet we have a society right now that believes that the sun is bad.
And the sun is bad and the air is bad. Everything is bad for you that is natural, right?
Yeah,
Obviously, everything in moderation. You don't want to go out. You're going to get sunburn. It's terrible for you. Clearly, I've gotten sunburn. But there are people that are so afraid of the sun that they refuse to go out in the sun at all without, like, SPF 500 sunscreen on. I have people tell me that all the time. Well, don't go out into the sun. That's bad for you. You get skin cancer. What do you mean don't go out in the sun? How do you think we got this far as a race? Do you think we just stayed in our huts forever and we never went outside one time? Clearly, the sun has so many different benefits, not even just the vitamin D, but the different rays that hit you and the way your body absorbs and everything like that. People have been told, though, that it is evil. It's like the root of all evil. They've been told that over and over again.
Yeah, the strange thing is, though, if you look at the difference between the UVB and the UVA rays, the UVB are actually the rays that you need to produce vitamin D in your body, and that's from usually 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. in the afternoon. The UVA rays are the penetrating rays. Those penetrate past the epidermis, so the UVA rays... both can be dangerous, don't get me wrong. The UVB, I say UVB for burning, you know, that because that will burn your skin fairly rapidly. And when your skin becomes burned, it is bad. But the UVB rays are also the essential rays that we need for vitamin D production. The UVA rays, though, are the dangerous, dangerous rays that penetrate all the way through the epidermis of the skin. Those are the ones that penetrate through your windows, actually, and can cause skin damage, and those are the ones that are associated with the majority of cancers. Well, guess what? The sunscreens that they didn't want to produce sunscreens that would block both of those rays. All the sunscreens out there block the UVB rays, the ones that are necessary for vitamin D production. And they don't even block the UVA rays. The UVA rays are the ones that cause skin cancer.
Well, that's very helpful.
They knew that that was going to take place because they wanted more dermatologist visits. And actually, since the introduction of sunscreen, by the way, dermatologist visits have gone up exponentially 10 times since the 70s. And since the introduction of sunscreen, there's been more cancer, more skin allergies, more skin reactions than ever before in the history of the world. So my advice to everybody out there, and what I really wanted to let people know today, is don't listen to this false information that's being spread out there. You need vitamin D. That's why I've been on the show talking about the importance of vitamin D before, and that's why we developed the Winter Sun. It's really hard to even get vitamin D. There's been studies that have been done on lifeguards now. They're out in the sun all day long. Yes, they're probably wearing sunscreen. That's one of the reasons why, but they're still deficient in vitamin D.
So basically, people are putting sunscreen on. They're going out in the sun for a short period of time. I see people do this all the time. Spray themselves down with the sunscreen, go out in the sun for maybe like 5 or 10 minutes. They're not even getting the rays they need to create the vitamin D in the first place. And then they're vitamin D deficient, but they go out in the sun all day. They have a tan, so they think, oh, I get so much vitamin D, because 15 minutes is like 15,000 IU of vitamin D in the sun if you can produce it in your body naturally. You don't have the sunscreen on. But then they go in and they get tested. You know, I get my blood tested routinely for trace minerals and vitamins and stuff. And they always say, wow, you're like the only person ever to have high vitamin D levels. I say, well, this is Austin, Texas. People go out in the sun. And they say, yeah, but everyone has sunscreen on. No one goes out without sunscreen ever. They put it all over their face. And I'm definitely not saying don't use sunscreen. I mean, use it for sure, especially if you can be out in the sun for a long time. But you can at least go for 5 minutes. You can at least go for 5 minutes in the sun and get some real sun on your skin before you slather on all the sunscreen and get the vitamin D. Right, or use a supplement or something, because it's better to get some vitamin D for 5 minutes of evil, evil sun exposure. You know, the very evil, evil sun that we've all been programmed to hate and fear so deeply. It's actually good for you, clearly in moderation. And, you know, don't know all the statistics about everything, but vitamin D prevents cancer deeply. So there it is.
Yeah, and the thing is that if you pick up a bottle of sunscreen, I actually went to the store a couple days ago and just looked at the pharmacy, and it is amazing the amount of chemicals and phthalates and endocrine disrupting chemicals. Oxybenzone is one of the ones, avobenzone, all of the same ingredients in sunscreen. There's probably 20 or 30 toxic cancer causing endocrine disrupting chemicals in every sunscreen that's out there. They're probably one of the worst things. The skin is the largest organ. You're outside, you're in the heat, your skin cells open up, your pores open up, and all those chemicals go directly into your bloodstream. They bypass the detoxification of the liver and ultimately can cause all kinds of problems. They're estrogen mimickers. They can cause obesity. They can cause problems with your hormones, allergies, tumors, digestive system problems. And not only that, sunscreens contain high levels of fragrance, and you know fragrance is the hidden word for phthalates, and fragrances can contain up to 1,500 different toxic chemicals.
It means nothing, yeah. It's just a catch-all term for everything, just like, you know, certain natural things. So in closing, Dutch Group, thanks for coming on the show. This is really important because everyone's gone out in summer now, and they're getting sun, lathering up the sunscreen, especially the spray nanoparticulates, the sunscreen.
And I have some natural solutions, by the way.
Yeah, so what is your answer for this? What is the solution, in your view, to fight this?
So the solution is to switch to natural, organic sunscreens, and there are some available which are paraben-free, fragrance-free, vegan, phthalate-free, that don't have any of those toxic cancer-causing chemicals in there. Another thing that you can do, which has been used for centuries, is just wear a light, white, cotton long-sleeve shirt. Cotton has a natural SPF factor of about 25. Be responsible in the sun, like what you were talking about, Anthony. Go out. You know, don't let yourself get burned. Put the natural sunscreen on, but also allow yourself to get some. And there's two oils that I really like. One of them is carrot seed oil, and the other one is red raspberry seed oil. Both of those, believe it or not, are tremendously beneficial for skin health, anti-aging, and they both naturally have an SPF factor of 28.
Right on.
So
excellent.
Using
well,
some
Dr.
of those,
we got ahead to break.
Drink lots of water.
Excellent advice. Thank you so much for coming on. And everyone really needs to listen to this this summer. The sun is strong. We'll be right back. This is the Alex Jones Show.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
Dr. Grip, you developed Living Defense for us. It took you over a year to do it. Why is this so good?
Because people are actually waking up to the problem that pretty much scares me the most. I mean, I try to make sure that I don't put toxins from food and water and beverages in my system. But right now, we're dealing with massive parasites, which is anything that's harmful to your body that lives off a host mechanism. Right now, with all the refugees spreading disease around, we have biological warfare going on everywhere. These are all parasites.
Tell us about all the stuff that says there's so many things that are in it.
You have the neem in there, you have the organic clove bud, the organic wormwood. I recommend doing a parasite cleanse at least twice a year.
All right, well, I'm glad we've got some back in because I'm going back on it today. It just came back in yesterday. Living Defense, InfoWarsLife.com. And folks, you can't lose. It's full of stuff that's great for your body, period. And you support the broadcast, InfoWarsLife.com. Thank you, Dr. Grip, from the Global Healing Center. Thank you so much for all your work, sir, on this great product.
Who's among the worst at keeping your data private? The Electronic Frontier Foundation Privacy Report says it's AT&T. AT&T customers need to know this when calling the Alex Jones 24-7 Listen line at 1-605-562-9000. Big Brother is listening. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call the Alex Jones 24-7 Listen line on any phone, but please don't use AT&T. For everyone else, bookmark Alex Jones Listen line number today, 1-605-562-9000. That's 1-605-562-9000.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day. And there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamins you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
Back with a little Led Zeppelin. They just won a court case that they own the rights to the beginning of Stairway to Heaven. Interesting case. So, you know, this is the Alex Jones Show. I'm Anthony Gucciardi, and there's been a lot of talk about Brexit today. And last night when it was declared that Britain did, in fact, cast their votes and they wanted to leave the EU. You know, everyone's saying Brexit, 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 you know, analyzing certain factors of it, the monetary values and everything like that. But wait a minute. What is the EU? So here's an article that I saw today just before I came on the show. What is the EU? Trends on Google in the UK as the country votes for Brexit. So this is the second biggest trend right now. Second top question in the UK. What is the EU? That's what people in the UK are searching for right now on Google. The second top question, what is the EU? It says, this is from CNET. The UK has brought the Brexit debate to a clear resolution. The country has voted to leave the European Union. But while 72% of Britons who have cast their vote appear to have done so with confidence, their search histories tell another story. Thanks to Google Trends data, it's possible for us to see what doubts and questions voters typed into the search engine in the privacy of their own homes. Not all of them inspire a vote of confidence. Others are telling of the reactions and concerns of the British public now that Brexit is a reality. So it says, some of the frequently asked questions cropping up in Google from within the UK include, quote, what is the EU? And, quote, what happens if we leave the EU? The former was the second top UK question on the EU after the results were officially announced. The latter saw more than a 250% spike after the polls closed. So maybe we shouldn't be talking about Brexit. Maybe we should get back to what is the European Union? What is the United States of America? What is this planet we're on? What is this world? Where am I? What is my name? How do I eat food? How do I breathe air? Am I in this galaxy? Are there aliens here? Am I a dog? These are all questions we should be asking instead of talking and pontificating about the results of Brexit and the implications on the global policy and economics and all that. We should be asking, what planet am I even on? Am I a dog? I mean, these are the questions. What is the EU? All right, we got to get back to the basics here, guys. We're getting ahead of ourselves. And I bring this up as a little humor, too. And also one of the search queries was how to move to Canada in the UK after the European Union vote. But I bring this up because I want to highlight a point. Truth is that a lot of the time, people don't listen to the details. And if you've ever heard me host the show before, you know I always say, we always lose because we don't pay attention to the details. We're a headline society. We read the headlines. We ask if we are on this planet, what is the EU. But we read headlines. We don't get into the details. We don't get into the crux of the matter, the research, the actual information. What happens is we kind of let things slide with, for example, on the internet with CISPA and SOPA and all that. Everything just restricting everything, the big banks coming in, eluding stuff. We kind of just let it happen. And then we get mad, though, when the results come in. It reminds me of this article. IMF warns the U.S. over high poverty. The U.S. has been warned about its high poverty rate in the International Monetary Fund's annual assessment of the economy. The fund said about 1 in 7 people were living in poverty and that it needed to be tackled urgently. It recommended raising the minimum wage and offering paid maternity leave to women to encourage them to work. The report also cut the country's growth forecast from 2016 to 2.2% from a previous prediction of 2.4. So the IMF is warning, hey, United States, you're in poverty. 1 in 7 people are living in poverty. Something has to be done about it. Well, what did we do? And I understand that, you know, listeners of this show are informed. They look at the details, and a lot of people do, but in general, what happens as a society, we're all guilty of this, I do this too, I mean, I'm busy. We let things slide. We let certain corporations and banks and organizations loot the economy. We let certain groups attack internet freedom. We let certain groups, like example of this article here, cable companies overcharging millions and millions of dollars to customers without even realizing it. I mean, we're just getting attacked on all fronts, and we're tired, we're upset, and we're kind of just letting it happen. And the end result is 1 in 7 are in poverty. So instead of us saying, wow, we need to go back and look at all those details about the bankers that did these things to the economy, $183 billion or whatever more it is now in taxpayer profits to the banks, how they got away with that. No one went to prison. Wow, that's crazy. But instead of saying that, we come and say, higher minimum wage. We're upset. Do something about it. No, guys, we got to fix the root cause. When the boat is filling up with water, don't just, I don't know, dump gasoline in it. You got to pull up the boat, man. You got to fix the boat. All right, we'll be right back. We've got a guest talking about the internet kill switch and internet freedom.
The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Youngevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Youngevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You'll be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip, and you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up, and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
DarkCityDefense.com was born in Black Mountain, at the foot of the Black Mountain Range in North Carolina. From the Dark City, as it's affectionately been named, we built an online firearms pro store that boasts a vast range of firearms, optics, and outdoor supplies. With aggressively low everyday pricing and a free gift pack with every firearms purchase, DarkCityDefense.com is committed to Tier 1 customer service and overcoming darkness by turning on the light of liberty. Find the light in our logo and find out more at DarkCityDefense.com.
Who's among the worst at keeping your data private? The Electronic Frontier Foundation Privacy Report says it's AT&T. AT&T customers need to know this when calling the Alex Jones 24/7 Listen line at 1-605-562-9000. Big Brother is listening. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call the Alex Jones 24/7 Listen line on any phone, but please don't use AT&T. For everyone else, bookmark Alex Jones Listen line number today, 1-605-562-9000. That's 1-605-562-9000.
In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
In Dallas, Texas, three shots were fired at President Kennedy's motorcade in downtown Dallas. The first reports say that President Kennedy has been seriously wounded by this shooting.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
It was almost as if it were a planned implosion. It just pancaked.
Either you are with us, or you are with the terrorists.
But I also believe that a lot of gun owners would agree that AK-47s belong in the hands of soldiers, not in the hands of criminals.
Guns will be taken, and no one will be able to be armed. We're going to take all guns.
For many of the police and guard troops, it is an uncomfortable job to do this in an American city.
Global governance at last. Is it one world? The central bankers in charge. But aren't we all just living and dying for what the central banks do?
And for me, give me liberty or give me death!
Live from the InfoWars.com studios. It's Alex Jones.
So let's go back to 2010. A lot of you are going to remember this. The internet kill switch, the notorious, the nefarious internet kill switch. And here's an article from the Huffington Post. Internet, quote, kill switch approved by Senate Homeland Security Committee. The Senate Committee on Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs has approved a cybersecurity bill protecting cyberspace as a national asset act that would give the president far-reaching authority over the internet in the case of an emergency. As The Hill explains, the bill, sponsored by Senator Joe Lieberman, Susan Collins, and Tom Carper, would give the president, quote, emergency authority to shut down private sector or government networks in the event of a cyber attack capable of causing massive damage or loss of life. The original bill granted the president the authority to indefinitely shut down networks, but an amendment to the PCNAA approved yesterday mandates that the president get congressional approval after controlling a network for 120 days. The authority granted to the government in this bill has been likened to an internet kill switch. So first and foremost, I think most people watching this program or listening live on radio right now would agree the internet is really the epitome of free information flow. The internet is a truly amazing, beautiful thing. The internets, right? The series of tubes. And as a bastion of freedom and a bastion of free-flowing information, lexicon of information, the internet, therefore, is, of course, a threat, a direct threat to certain groups and people, whatever it is, right? It's even a threat to individuals. You know, people can make up stuff about you all day long on the internet and put it out there, okay? But that's kind of the inherent beauty of it, isn't it? Right? It's just such an open forum, but not so much anymore as certain groups kind of close in on it. Now, we've got this individual, James Knox, here, and the producer said this would be a really, really good guest to talk about the internet kill switch, because it's back in the news. I mean, remember, we've got not only CISPA, the zombie bill, the internet regulation bill, CISPA, just comes back from the dead over and over and over again. The, you know, meet the new CISPA, same as the old CISPA, it's all the same junk, and SOPA, and Homeland Security, working on the internet kill switch, is just all this craziness. The internet really is a huge threat because it cannot be controlled. But James Knox, from his bio here, in 1984, James Knox joined the U.S. Army as part of the last class of 26Vs. He was honorably discharged in November of 1990. He worked as assistant COSMEC custodian, ran ARFCOS, lethal force authorized transport of theater. Basically, he has a lot of military background, and he is an engineer. He has done networks encompassing wireline to microwave to fiber optics for both commercial and government clients. And what I wanted to talk to him about and ask him about is the regulation of the internet kill switch, all of the craziness going on with the internet right now, and what kind of systems are in place for that, and if it were even possible for, let's say, a group to say, oh, we're going to go ahead and turn the internet off. I mean, it's not even a reality in my view, but I'd like to hear his take. So, James, are you with us?
Yeah, absolutely. You got to excuse my voice. We were doing a little yelling at bad guys yesterday. Oh, interdiction training, and the hoarseness kicked in on me.
Are you all right?
Yeah, I'm fine. Just as long as you can hear me.
Well, I can hear you. Yep, I can hear you. I'm sorry that happened to you.
No problem.
Well, gee, you know, I heard that you live out there in California on a very kind of sustainable property with a lot of your own stuff going on out there. So I'd imagine, you say a horse kicked you?
No, we were doing interdiction training.
Oh, okay.
Action shooting, and my voice is hoarse from shooting at bad guys.
Gotcha.
Basically, you know, what we do is we go out and set up, you know, you've got a course, and you've actually got, you know, hostages and bad guys, you know, and you engage those.
I got you. So you're doing some training. Okay, cool. So, hey, I want to get you on and ask you, because I know you're an engineer and you have a military background with networks on commercial and government levels and everything like that. Tell me about this internet kill switch that everyone's been talking about for years and years and years. Do you think it is a reality? You know, what is it in your view, this whole internet kill switch?
Well, if we look at, let me back up a second, just to say, let's look at the network as a whole. Okay, about 2000, the switch is in, you know, every central office in the States. Went to, and we'll use Lucent's equipment, went to what's called a 7RE switch. And that's an asynchronous switch, a packetized switch. So it becomes very much like the internet. But then what actually transports that is a synchronous network, which is mostly fiber, and mostly Sonnet or SDH overseas. Now what this does, this takes a large pipe and breaks it up into smaller pipes. So the internet, say you've got a pipe that, you know, you've got a branch off its tree that's 12 inches in diameter. And we'll say that 30% of that is internet traffic. But that's mixed in with 70% of other traffic. Okay, so all these things have to go to different geographic locations.
Right.
So if you were to think about a conversation, you know, if you were going to call from the bottom of the tree to the very smallest tip branch of the tree, you'd have to go through all these different hubs to complete that phone call, correct?
Right.
Okay, same thing for the internet. Now, in the internet, you've got geographically located routing places, a lot of which are going to be major hubs if you're using, like, UUNet fiber and things like that. If you look at the train that follows Route 66, that is one of the fiber legs that goes from coast to coast. Basically, there's two that are really, you know, we're talking big pipes. Now, again, you've got everything running over that. Now, that includes E911, a lot of DOT, but a lot of that's private. But you've also had a lot of mixing of infrastructure. So, now, if you're understanding this synchronous pipe that has this asynchronous internet data on it, how are you going to turn that off? Okay, you have to go in and turn off just that portion of the bandwidth. So in order to do that, you need a switch. And you can use a layer 2 or a layer 3 managed switch to do that.
So what you're saying is it's all consolidated into two different massive fiber pipes. And all of these are going to different networks, and they're extremely complex. And when you say you need a switch, I mean, break that down for people for a moment, as in you need a switch. It's not a light switch, right? So how exactly would one have a so-called switch over these pipes?
That's where I'm going. So if we're looking at this pipe, okay, and the president has this ability, he's got this authority, okay, in order to do that, that's just going to consist of a plan. And what you're going to have to do is go through and find all these geographical locations. Now, when we're talking a switch, we're not talking the Staples easy button. You know, the internet kill switch is not anything remotely close to the Staples easy button. You need a very broad scope plan and a great deal of integration and logistics and resources to know where these switches are. Now, when I say switch, that means that this internet traffic is going, you know, it leaves your machine, it's tied to an IP address, which is tied to your physical MAC address, and then it's basically like stuffing envelope with an envelope in order to tell that data packet where it needs to go. So in order to shut off the internet, you need to shut off all these different pipes. So, in other words, all these different switches or routers, you can look at a router like a switch, And a router is basically just a traffic cop. It says, you know, it sees a packet coming in. You know, it's basically, it's taking the synchronous internet that has been pulled off, and that's being stuck into it. And then it's dividing that up and deciding where it needs to go.
Right. Now, okay. Now, a quick question for you. So, okay, we've got these massive fiber pipes. You're saying clearly that's not just the switch, right? The so-called internet kill switch that the government has essentially mandated through these acts. Now, also, you're saying that all of this traffic is going somewhere. It's going through routers, which are directing the signals to the appropriate locations, and that the switch would essentially be, if I'm understanding right, a shutdown of across the board, the routers, everything, just basically all the infrastructure shutting down at one time. So it would be a massive, massive, massive operation.
No, actually, the switch basically controls, let's say if you looked at and there was a picture that Alex had up with all those Ethernet connections in it. Each one of those ports is a switch. So each one is a circuit, and each one is a switch. So you'd have to turn the router off. But what is that router transporting? You know, is it transporting just civilian internet, or is it transporting, you know, government internet? Who knows? So it may be so complex that you have to go in to all these different switches and specifically turn off groups of circuits in all kinds of places. Now, to turn off the internet as a whole, you could do that much easier by going to, like, the major hub, you know, the major network operation centers, let's say AT&T or any other large telco, and you can shut those points off, but that's not going to shut off local use. So if you think about America as a whole, try to shut everybody off. I mean, you know, just...
Yeah, it's pretty much not going to happen.
Just an OC-768 circuit, okay, which will travel over two pairs of glass or two pieces of glass that are smaller than a human hair. Now, that's transporting, if we're using, say, CW coarse width division multiplexing, where we're able to take, or dense width, where we're able to take, you know, a multitude of 16, say, OC48 nodes and multiplex them on to those two pieces of glass.
So in other words, something smaller than a piece of hair is transmitting all this data. And even if they go ahead and shut down, and they, as in, you know, whatever group, let's say the government decides, oh, they need to do an internet kill switch operation, okay? And, like, not saying that's going to happen, but under these bills, they do have the apparent ability to do so. They would go in and contact the major centers because it's consumer internet. You know, you're on your computer. You're not exactly rigging up your own system. You're hired someone to come in, like AT&T or Comcast or whatever, and hook up your systems. So they would just essentially terminate your access. That's easy, is what you're saying. But, of course, there's underground networks. You could set your own systems up. I mean, you could just get an Ethernet cable and connect to things. It's basically the concept of the Internet is so inclusive and just ethereal that it's a silly thing to say all the internet's going to be shut down. But the consumer access points from AT&T and all these major telecom groups, is what you're saying, can be shut down pretty easily. Did I get that about right then?
Yeah, that's relatively close. And it could be done in a large group where they shut off the entire, you know, their entire revenue base, which they're not going to want to do because that's how they make money, is revenue. Or they can turn off specific ones. But you're still dealing with so many different geographical locations. Now, let's say they go and do that. Let's say they shut down the internet so that we as civilians have no solid access. And what I mean by that, you know, you and I can't talk from Cali to Texas, say. Well, okay, let's say screw them. And just show them. Well, does everybody or does anybody remember a BBS? So guys like me or just a lot of normal people that know how to set up a BBS.
Bulletin board system.
They set up a bulletin board system, and then you start meeting people.
Yeah, and basically it'll bring you back to the very early days before the so-called adoption of the Internet, right? Bulletin board systems where people can communicate and contact, which they really can't do anything about. So even if they shut down the central hub, there's nothing they can do. So we're about to jump to a break here. I just wanted to mention this article. So Homeland Security must disclose Internet kill switch court rules. And to let you realize, this is the real deal. This is from Washington Times. The Department of Homeland Security must disclose its plans for a so-called Internet kill switch, a federal court ruled on Tuesday. The United States District Court rejected agency's arguments that its protocols surrounding the Internet kill switch, which are exempt from public disclosure. So in other words, they've got it figured out. And they are not exactly telling us all about it. So we'll be right back. Remember to check out InfoWarsLife.com for Deep Cleanse 20% off. We'll be right back with James Knox to talk more about Internet censorship.
If you ever wanted a great deal on a powerful solar generator, but were waiting for an outrageously low price, you are not going to want to miss this important message. Here's why. My friends, we already see major power grid problems, and it's getting worse. So please listen. Solar generators really do provide life-saving electrical power. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run silently, emit no fumes or gases, and produce electricity from the sun. Whether it's dangerous summer storms, blackouts, intensifying civil unrest, you're not going to have to suffer through it like the rest of the sheep. And here's the best news if you want to get one this week. Solutions from Science has a big sale on their fast charge solar generators, and they're giving away a couple thousand dollars worth of off-the-grid gear in addition to the low price for InfoWars listeners. So it's a good time to check it out. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com. It's a great opportunity to generate maximum electricity with minimum money. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com.
First of all, I want to say, Secret 12, Attitude, Super Male, Brain Force, Frosty Guard, Silver Bullet. I use them all. They're phenomenal. They work. Buy them, folks.
Thank you, brother.
Really thank you guys for putting those out there.
I am a relatively short-time listener, and I'm quite a supporter of your fine, fine products.
Welcome to the InfoWar.
It's so easy to get these incredible nutraceuticals that support your health and the InfoWar at the same time.
I'm a 9-year listener. I buy all the nutraceuticals, OsteoFX,
Let me ask you a question. Have they worked for you?
They're the most unbelievable products I've ever had in my life.
What products are you taking?
From Super Male to Brain Force to Winter Sun, X2, even got a little DNA Force. So just re-upped everything, and I just went to autofill.
Visit InfoWarsLife.com to read the information and research and to see the reviews for yourself. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139. The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You know, it's really inspirational to listen to, during the break, the callers that somebody back there, probably Rob Jacobson, put together all the callers that called in and talked about InfoWars Life and what the products did for them. The truth is, I am really passionate about things like Survival Shield X2, Nation Iodine. All these products were things that I had been using for a really long time before Alex even, you know, released them, testing them, seeing if they really worked. And the detoxing factors are real. It's all real. It's all legitimate. It's actually helping people deeply. It's not a joke. It's not some salesy con job. It is the real deal. And I put my word on that 100%. And, you know, I'm going to plug now because I heard that. At InfoWarsLife.com, you can get Deep Cleanse. It's 20% off right now. It's the all-in-one cleanser. It's been called the Rolls Royce of cleansing. You can have 5, 6, 7 different products that equivalate to, you know, basically the ingredients in Deep Cleanse. Organic ingredients that are the real deal. This is something that you can take in the morning. It does not require an extreme protocol. You don't have to do 7-day fast or something like that. You can just add this to your regimen. And it is a cleanser that you're going to feel. It really, really does work. But it's not super harsh. The point of Deep Cleanse is kind of like, okay, we have stuff like Liver Shield that you don't have to do the regimen, but a lot of people choose to do a 4 or 5, 6 day cleanse. And we have things that are like Survival Shield, Nation Iodine, you know, a little bit easier. You can take every day. Deep Cleanse tries to put 5 or 6 different cleansing ingredients, product level ingredients, into one thing that really works. In my view, it's super easy to take. Check it out. It's 20% off at InfoWarsLife.com. It's the fastest selling product. It sells out for weeks and months. It's the real deal. Now, anyway, James Knox, before we end the show, I want to get your take. We talked about the internet kill switch and the kind of logistics of it. Let's talk about internet censorship for a second. This article came out just about a week ago. Internet activists are finding ways around China's Great Firewall. It says, you know, it talks about basically people getting around the firewalls in various countries, escaping the censorship. In your view, what do you think is coming down the pipeline with internet censorship? And do you think that people that are internet activists and are against internet censorship are going to break free from it?
I think internet censorship is really an impossibility. I mean, you can certainly censor many things, but it's easy enough to break away from that. You know, if it got so bad, and just as an aside, I mean, if we could get the right money players, 98% of the fiber in the U.S. is black. We could build our own internet as a private network just by everybody buying into it. And then, you know, there's little they can do. But as far as censorship goes, I don't think they'll ever be able to pull it off. I mean, in my view, to censor the internet, there's too many back doors. I mean, you know, we could all start running Tor and Tails and basically go to the dark internet, which a lot of they're probably not going to shut down.
Right, and I think also the backlash. Look at CISPA. They couldn't run these things through because we freaked out about it. We got upset about it. Because people deeply care about the internet, as they should. It is the bastion of freedom. It is an amazing, amazing thing. And it's a land of opportunity and free flow of information. James, thank you so much for joining. It's been really interesting talking to you and learning about this stuff. I'm Anthony Gucciardi. This is the 4th hour of the Alex Jones Show. And Alex will be back Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. James, I apologize. I didn't mean to cut you off there. We're just about to head to break. So thanks again for joining. And this is the real deal. And that kill switch is a real thing. Thanks a lot.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.